You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A surprise attack from Palestinian group Hamas has resulted in the Israeli Prime Minister declaring a, quote, state of war, with the death toll from fighting having reached 700 today. It comes after 16 years of a blockade in Gaza by Israel and an occupation which has been going on since 1967. The blockade has created an economic and human rights crisis that has been condemned by the United Nations and numerous humanitarian organizations. Today I spoke about the occupation of Palestine and recent attack from Hamas with co-founder of Alternative Jewish Voices Marilyn Garson and Palestinian New Zealander and descendant of Palestinian refugees Tamim Shaltoni. Marilyn Garson describes herself as an observant Jew. She lived in Gaza for 4 years. I spoke to her about the range of anti-Zionist views that exist within the Jewish community and comments made by the New Zealand Jewish Council. Here's that interview. Alternative Jewish voices have said you hold a range of anti-Zionist views. What does this mean in the context of recent events in Israel-Palestine?
Our range of views is a way of saying that there are many ways to be a Jew. We are not Zionists, but we don't necessarily agree on much else. There's a mistaken belief that Zionism is the only way to be a Jew, and we are trying to represent the breadth of voices that are not being heard. What that means now, this week, is that while we each find these events really deeply and personally painful, we bring a range of politics to this situation, and it makes for some hard but interesting conversations about how we should respond.
New Zealand Jewish Council spokesperson Juliet Moses has conflated anti-Israel sentiments with anti-Semitism. Is this your view?
Absolutely, they've been conflated. Judaism is my religion. I'm an observant Jew. It's my ethnicity. It's my history. It's many things. Zionism is a manifestation of nationalism. It's the desire for Jews to have a country and an occupation project. That has nothing to do with my religion. So I oppose the Zionist project. I am a Jew. I am certainly not an anti-Semite. I love my religion. And many people oppose the occupation because it's wrong, not because the people who are doing it happen to be Jews. Palestinians would resist their occupiers no matter what their religion was.
What do you find wrong about the current occupation of Palestine?
Well, that's a long list. It violates law. The United Nations experts who look at this have decided that the violations of the law of occupation are so consistent and flagrant that the occupation as a whole has become illegal. So my first objection is that it's illegal. My second objection is that it's wrong. It's just wrong. It is governed by a regime that the world's major human rights actors have deemed to be apartheid. It's always wrong for one people to displace and subject an indigenous people to the kinds of suffering that Palestinians have experienced for decades through this occupation. So those are my general objections to it. I have a personal objection that I think Zionism has been very harmful to our community. I think it's become a problem and a division for us. But we are not at the center of this story. Palestinians are.
And what are some of the range of different views within Alternative Jewish Voices?
Our breadth is about the different ways to be a Jew. So we include Jews who are religious, Jews who are cultural, who experience their Jewishness through music, through the study of history. We have just all of these different expressions. When it comes to dealing with what is happening at the moment, I bring all the memory, all of my body's memory of being under bombardment in Gaza. And for me, it's a place where my friends are still experiencing what I experienced 9 years ago. I find that personally intolerable. Many of Alternative Jewish Voices members have family members in Israel. And while the dangers, the risks to them are not the same, of course, we're all bringing those worries, those concerns. We cannot keep 2 million people behind a wall. They're going to come out. So I guess what I'm trying to convey is that we're all feeling a real turmoil of powerful, deep emotions. And somewhere in there, maybe, there is also hope that this has been a game changer, that the world will finally step up and help to wrench this onto a different path, because it simply cannot be allowed to continue this way.
Do you feel like the media over the past few days has covered these perspectives fairly and accurately?
Yes, fairly and accurately. if you begin with the common phrase that Hamas has committed an unprovoked attack, it is far from unprovoked. You know, for 70 years, 75 years, there has been an occupation. For 17 years, Gaza has been blockaded. 2 days ago, there was a settler and military pogrom in the West Bank, an armed attack upon Palestinian civilians. The day after that, 4 Palestinian civilians were killed in the West Bank. These are all responses. So the word unprovoked, I find willfully blind. And now it's very hard to keep things in any kind of perspective, because what unfolds in Israel is easier to see. What unfolds in Gaza is unfolding in darkness behind a wall. So I think there's a tendency to look at the spectacle and to reproduce the story that is easiest to find. And that is not a fair way to go at this.
And is there anything else people should know about how a range of Jewish people in Aotearoa are feeling at the moment?
I think everyone is looking with great concern. I wish we all looked with concern at the whole situation. Some of us seem to be more able to do that, and others are perhaps a bit more tribal about it. But I hope that what we are seeing is something so intolerable that our community will be a part of the world that stands up and says, we really need to change this, we need to end it, we need to act.
I also spoke to Palestinian New Zealander Tamim Shaltoni about what Palestinians have and are currently experiencing, the immediate future for Palestine, and the lack of Palestinian voices being heard from in media currently. Here is that interview. As someone who is Palestinian, whose family were evicted from their homes in Palestine, what have the past few days been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it has been exactly the same thing since the day I was born, since the day I heard the story of my family, and all the days that I've been watching my people occupied, living under apartheid, being displaced from their homes every day. So it's the same picture. And what we saw in the last few days is just a reaction to what has been going on for decades.
What is it like to be in Gaza and to be trapped or victimized by the blockade?
Oh, I can't even imagine. I mean, there are almost 2 million Palestinians living in Gaza. They are blockaded. It has been blockaded for over 15 or 16 years so far. They do have like 4 hours of electricity every day only. They have almost 45% of unemployment, 52% of youth expressing nowhere to live in Gaza. It's unimaginable. I can't even think like how bad the situation is over there. And we can't just keep ignoring it. We all know about these numbers. We all know about these facts. And nothing is happening. Nothing is changing so far. So we got to really take an action and, just make it better. Change the situation and remove the blockade and give them the dignity and the human rights that we all enjoy.
Why should people still be supporting Palestine? Why shouldn't people turn a blind eye now?
Yeah, so Palestinians are a people, a nation of people. Hamas is a political party. There are many other political parties in Palestine. Each party, they have their own plan, they have their own views, they have their own values. Supporting Palestine is not equivalent to supporting Hamas, because Palestine is a nation. So a nation of people, they have a human rights, and when their human rights are violated, then the moral choice that all of us face is basically to support these people until we're able to restore, or they're able to restore their human right.
Do you feel the recent media coverage, especially over the past few days, and especially with the New Zealand media, has been fair and accurate to Palestinians?
Oh, not at all. There's no balance on the New Zealand major media news. They rarely speak with any Palestinian, if they do at all. And the Palestinian point of view is always missing, even though we are a direct agent, like involved in that situation. But it's very rare that we get spoken to or being asked for our own perspective. In contrary, the news will happily broadcast messages that are coming directly from the Israeli occupation army.
What can be done now? There are some MPs here who still think that Palestine and Israel should have a two-state solution, while others are calling for a one-state solution. Do you have any thoughts about how the conflict can be resolved?
Yeah, personally, I think the entire discussion around the states is a distraction at the moment. The absolute need or focus should be on ending the occupation, restoring the human rights, dignity to Palestinians. Then we can start talking about the shape and the form of any state or states in the future. But we need to start from the immediate needs. The immediate needs, people are struggling to find food, to find a job, to feel safe. They sleep every night. They're not sure whether they will wake up and they see their kids around them. So we need to restore this safety, dignity, basic rights. Then I think we can talk about this statehood. I think we're far from there.
Is there anything else New Zealanders should know about what Palestinians are experiencing right now?
I don't think it's a new fact or something in particular that people don't know about, because we've talked about it many times. It was highlighted over and over. But what people really need to think about, or to start to imagine, how it feels to be living under these conditions, like how it feels to wake up every day not knowing whether your children survived, not knowing whether you will be able to live this day in dignity, not knowing whether when your children, they go to the school, whether they will go and come back safely. I think people need really to imagine these situations, these scenarios, and think whether this is something that they could live with and they can expect others to continue to live with. I think the problem is when people think about, or they hear about Palestine, Israel, they think that this is an equal situation, what Israelis and Palestinians are going through. There's no comparison, and people need to start to imagine these scenarios in order to come up with their own conclusion.
That was co-founder of Alternative Jewish Voices, Marilyn Gerson, and Palestinian New Zealander Tamim Shaltoni on the unfolding situation in Israel-Palestine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.